Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for this time and thank God for every person who is present here. Thank God for bringing us all together once again. And tonight, we are on a very important subject. So pay attention. We are on a very important subject. So if you remember, last time we are on the gifts of God and we are on the working of miracles. And I'm not going to go. We already saw the working of miracle. What is a miracle? What is the revelation of a miracle? Why God does a miracle? It's not to entertain, but it's to bring the message of the gospel, is to glorify Christ, is to bring the understanding who Jesus is. That is the reason. And we saw that Jesus did miracles not to gather crowds, as we think nowadays to gather crowds. But Jesus did a miracle so that the message of the bread of life, we saw that in John chapter number 6. We'll not go into that, but just a recap, miracles and miracles and wonders are signs. So when we see in the Bible, miracle, wonders and signs, we already differentiated it. We saw what is a miracle, what is a wonder, and what is a sign. Miracle and wonders are signs. But before I go in today's message, we have to understand that signs, miracles that are signs are to bring human beings to the acknowledgement of a supernatural force and power through the working of a miracle and wonder. So whenever a miracle and wonder is done, it is to bring the human minds to the acknowledgement that there is a force that works beyond their power, their intelligence, their signs, their laws. So as God brings the human minds to the acknowledgement of his power, the devil also works miracles and wonders and signs to bring the minds of people to the acknowledgement of he as a God to them, or he as a ruler to them. And we started off last time to understand what is a lying wonder. So I have covered those things. I'm quickly recapping so that we can get into today's message. What is a lying wonder? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 8 to 10 talks about a lying wonder, and it says the coming of the Antichrist, of the lawless one, will be in power and all lying wonders. So what is the definition of a lying wonder? A lying wonder or a false miracle is a sign to draw people to the supernatural power of the devil, to acknowledge the devil as God through the spirit and the person of Antichrist and his agents, leading people to sin and lawlessness. So a lying wonder will encourage people to take the way of sin. Like I explained you the dream through which God explained me a lying wonder. In the dream, the old lady that I saw was an alcohol addict. She was drinking alcohol, but she got paralysis and the glass of alcohol fell down. And someone was asking me to pray so that she can again drink alcohol. I said, I cannot pray for that miracle to happen because she wants to be healed to again start to drink alcohol. So I will not pray. But there was a false Christian who started to come and shiver and shake and pray, and the alcohol glass came together. She got healed miraculously and she was saying, oh, thank you for your prayer. I am able again to drink alcohol. I am again able to drink alcohol. So a miracle that leads people to lawlessness. Do we understand that? A miracle that encourages people to live in sin. A miracle that glorifies sinful nature is a lying miracle. Now we are going to come to the scripture. Believers, if you understand that the coming of the Antichrist will be in all false power and lying wonders to deceive many, even if possible, the elect. Even if possible, the elect. So if you are able to understand the mystery of a lying wonder, if you are able to understand that in the last days, what the devil will do to deceive the elect, there are 100% chances that you will not be deceived, but you will stay in the Lord if you are able to understand today's message. So in the book of Revelation, we will come to that now. The devil, the beast, the dragon, the Antichrist system will come to propagate the rule of the Antichrist and to make people worship the Antichrist, worship the beast by the ministry of miracles, by the ministry of demonic miracles. Hallelujah. Revelation, let's start off for tonight. Revelation chapter number 13. Revelation chapter number 13. Let's start from verse number 3. Verse number 1 and 2 talks about the beast, how the beast looks like, 7 heads, 10 horns, looks like a leopard. I have taken those revelations and the meaning of those things in my previous sermon. So I am not going to explain those things because it needs a lot of details. But we will look at the miracle ministry of the beast that is given through the dragon, which is Satan, the old serpent, now has been transformed to the big system of a dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. So Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3 onwards, verse number 3 onwards. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded. Underline mortally wounded. So there are 7 heads of this beast system. Okay. One of the head was mortally wounded. And his deadly wound was healed. A healing miracle happened that the world is watching. It was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. The world, including Christians, they marveled at the miracle. Wow! And they started to follow the beast. Everyone confessed that I am not going to marvel and follow the beast. I am not going to marvel at the miracle and follow the beast. Everyone confessed that.
I'm not going to marvel at the miracle and follow the beast.
Yes. Amen. Stay with me. The world marveled. The world marveled and they started to follow the beast. Why they followed the beast? Because they looked at a miracle. They looked at an impossibility made possible by a supernatural force. Let's go ahead. So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? You see that? Why will people follow the beast? Why will people follow Antichrist? Because of a miracle that is done before their eyes. So the church needs to understand the false lying wonders and miracles. Let's go ahead. I'm just reading that. And then after that, we will go into the revelation of those things. Okay. Verse number 5. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Okay, now from Revelation chapter number 1, chapter number 13, verse 1 to 9, we see one miracle, which is a healing miracle. What was the miracle? The mortally wounded head of the beast was healed. Take note, that was the first miracle. Let's go to the next miracles. There are 3 miracles. How many? There are 3 miracles in the book of Revelation chapter number 13 that will make us understand what is the intention of Lucifer and how he wants to go about in bringing the Antichrist kingdom, the one world order. Okay, let's go ahead. We will see the other 2 miracles now. Verse number 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. I have already taken the first beast and the second beast. The second beast is the is the religious organization in the Vatican City. It says it looks like a lamb. That means it's Christianized. It's Christianized, but actually it speaks like a dragon. Inside, it is a dragon, but it has taken upon itself a Christian covering, the religious organization in the Vatican City. Okay, verse number 12. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So he is promoting the first beast. So the first beast is the Antichrist. The second beast is the false prophet to the Antichrist. Are we understanding? So the second beast, this religious organization is going to promote the first beast and act like a mouthpiece for the first beast, is going to advertise the first beast as a god. Remember how God told Moses, okay, you cannot speak. Aaron will go. I will make you as God to Pharaoh and your brother Aaron, your prophet. That is the same system they will use. The beast will act as a god to people, and the second beast will act as a mouthpiece or a prophet for the first beast. Okay, so verse number 13. So it says, verse number 12, it says, causes the earth those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Verse number 13, he performs what? Great signs, miracles and wonders, which are signs. He performs what? Great signs, so that even makes fire, underline that, that's the second miracle mentioned in Revelation. He even brings down what? Fire. He even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That is the second sign or a miracle that the beast system is performing. What they are doing? They are bringing down fire from heaven in the sight of men. We will come into the Revelation. Stay with me. Okay? And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted, this is the next miracle now, he was granted power to give what? Breath to the image of the beast. Are you seeing demonic miracles here now? He was granted power. Christians think that only Jesus can do miracles, and if a man does miracles, he is of Jesus. No, no, no. Here the Bible is talking about the beast performing miracles, the Antichrist performing miracles. What he is doing, the second beast, he is giving breath, life to the image of the first beast. Don't be amazed. Don't think that he is God. We will come to the exposing of that. I will explain you the revelation, what it means. What he will do? He is giving breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast both should speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So by doing the third miracle, he is implementing the new world order, the law of the Antichrist on the face of the earth. The mark of the beast will come after that. By the release of the third miracle. Do we see that? So whoever will not worship the image of the beast, he will be executed, he or she will be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. That is the number of the beast. Okay, stay with me. Now, I want to bring to your attention how many miracles you read about in Revelation 13. Three miracles. What was the first miracle? The mortally wounded beast was healed. The head was healed. The second miracle was the second beast could bring down fire from heaven. The third miracle was the second beast could give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image of the beast could speak and cause many to worship the image of the beast. Remember these three miracles. These are the, so do you understand now how can Christians be deceived? Christians, the devil has planned to deceive the elect by the performing of the lying wonders and miracles, to shock them by doing some things that are supernatural. So remember the definition of a lying wonder. Any wonder or miracle that leads you to lawlessness, that leads you to idolatry, that leads you to worship something, someone that is not God, that is not Jesus, that is not in the Bible. It's a lying wonder and miracle, and those things are happening right before our eyes, but we are not able to see it. Those things are happening right before our eyes, but we are not able to see it. Okay, hallelujah. Now, I want to come to the explanation of these three miracles. Now, listen to me what I am saying. These three miracles that the beast performs is a mockery of the power of Jesus and of God, and a mockery of the power and the anointing of Moses and Elijah. If you understand the Jewish race and the people who are Jewish, they thoroughly depend on the coming of the Messiah even now. And for them to understand the coming of the Messiah, they are looking for the one who Moses said that there will come a prophet like me, him you shall listen. And they thoroughly depend on Elijah, because God said, I will send Elijah again. So that's why the Jewish people, when Jesus was dying on the cross, they were saying, okay, let him alone. Let's see if Elijah will come back and rescue him. Is it not in your Bible? So they were waiting for the manifestation of Elijah. Do we understand that? They were waiting for the manifestation of someone like who will come like Moses. They were waiting for the manifestation of the wounded Messiah who is promised in Isaiah chapter number 53. And all these three miracles is a mockery of the wounded Messiah, of the power and the anointing of Moses and Elijah, to first target the Jews and deceive the Jewish people, to deceive them into thinking that their Messiah has come to rule the world. Are we understanding? So the target of the beast system is the Jewish people first, and then the world. And the miracles that are happening are revolving around to satisfy the Jewish expectation of the coming of the Messiah. Hallelujah. People of God, are you there? Are you say amen? Okay. Stay with me. Tonight is very important. What are you going to preach? Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Stay with me. There are believers, I don't say things, but there are some things that are happening right before our eyes. Right before our eyes. But we are not able to understand what is happening. The power and the lying wonders are manifesting right before our eyes. But we are not able to understand that it is happening before our eyes. Before I go ahead, okay. Okay, let me not go into that one first. Let me now go into the three miracles that I mentioned, and then we will go into that one. Okay, let's go to Revelation. Let's jump back to Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3-4. The first miracle that we saw, performed by the dragon, given by the dragon and performed by the beast. What was the first miracle? Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3-4. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was what? Healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. This is the first miracle. The first miracle that the beast performed is the mockery of the resurrection of Christ, and is a mockery of the wounded Messiah. Okay? The first miracle is a mockery of the resurrection of Christ, and is the mockery of wounded Messiah. Now, one of the things the devil cannot do, how much ever he strives to do it, is perform a resurrection. He can never do it. Are we understanding? Now, if you have heard my sermon on the rapture, on the resurrection and the second death, I recently posted that on Spotify. If you heard my sermon on that subject of the rapture, resurrection and the second death, I have differentiated that resurrection is only resurrection in the whole history has only happened with one man, that is Jesus Christ. That is Jesus Christ. What is resurrection? Let's say Lazarus, you know, Lazarus was dead in the tomb for four days and Jesus went and raised him up from the dead. So when Jesus raised him up from the dead, he got the same flesh body, the body that decays, the body that is made from the mud, the same flesh body. So that is not a resurrection. You have to understand that. Resurrection is what Apostle Paul talks about in the book of Corinthians, that in a moment of time, at the twinkling of eyes, of our eye, we all shall be changed. And the corruptible must put on incorruption. Mortality must put on immortality. And we will receive a glorious body. Do we understand that? A body that will not decay. A body and a clothing that is given by heaven. The devil can never produce that. Never to die again, but to live eternally. Are we understanding? So I explained in that when a person dies, his spirit goes to God, but he is not yet resurrected. His body is sleeping in the grave. So that's why it says when Christ will come back, the dead in Christ will rise first. What will happen is their bodies will be turned into glorious body and they will rise to heaven. And the spirit of men who are there in heaven will be clothed with the glorious body when Jesus Christ will come back. Do we understand? And we who are alive will be changed at the twinkling of eye. We will be given glorious body that will never decay. And we will be caught up in the air with the Lord. That is rapture. Okay, I'm not going in detail. I'm going to give you a gist of it. And the devil, do we understand that? That I'm not going to go into scriptures. I don't have time. But the devil cannot perform a resurrection. But he can perform something that is close to resurrection. Something that he has been trying to do from the time of Nimrod. What he wants to perform is a bringing up of an ancestral spirit back from the grave. But that spirit is a demonic spirit, cannot have the resurrected body, cannot live eternally. Are we understanding? So the devil wants to perform something like that, not even close to resurrection. Stay with me. What is happening in the first miracle is he is trying to show that he is God and he can resurrect. So the head is a person. The seven heads of the beast, one of the head is a person, a political leader. A political leader. And he will term himself as the first as a leader of the Jewish people. Okay? As the leader of the Jewish people. I don't have time. I have taken that in the Antichrist reign and abomination of desolation. I don't have time to explain you all those things. But he will be a Jewish leader. So what will happen to this man is, they are programming our mind beforehand. I don't want to go into politics. For a disclaimer, I don't stand with any political party because I am not of this world. I am standing for the kingdom of God. I am working for the King, who is Jesus Christ. But Recently something happened in America. The person who was attacked, and if you see, the head was wounded. So I'm not, so these things are mind programming. Now he is not the one. He is not the one, but it's a mind programming. They are taking you towards that. His head was wounded, but he did not die. Are we understanding? And the attack was not so intensive. But what will happen with this man, the Antichrist? The attack will be like any person would have been killed, but he will still be alive. It's like a resurrection. It's like a rebirth. It's like a miracle. Are we understanding? It will be a mockery that Jesus did not die even after he was crucified. So they will show this man was mortally wounded. His Are we understanding that? So don't, people of God, what we see in the news, we need eyes to see in the spirit realm, because everything is mind programming. Everything is mind programming. They are programming your mind. How you acknowledge this man? He is great. He is of God. When it will happen with this man, you will also start to acknowledge he, that person is also great. It's a miracle. It's the power of God. His head was mortally wounded. He did not die, but he lived. A mockery of Jesus. Okay, so a mockery of the resurrection of Christ. I want to show you something. Ezekiel chapter number 8, verse number 14. Ezekiel chapter number 8, verse number 14. Ezekiel chapter number 8, verse number 14. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house, and to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. I've already talked about Tammuz. Who is Tammuz, basically? Who is Tammuz? Technically, he is the son of Ashtoreth or Astra or Semiramis. She is known by many names. The wife of Nimrod. Remember Nimrod in Genesis 11, who built the Tower of Babel, who was a mighty hunter before the Lord, means against the face of the Lord, an opponent against the power of God. He was the starter, the initiator, the founder of Babylon, Nimrod. But Nimrod died, as per history. Now this is based on a lot of research. Nimrod died. But Semiramis, the wife of Nimrod, said, he did not die. He became the sun. So from that time, Babylon started to worship the sun god. And then she said, and he being, even being away physically, he became the sun. And by the power of the sun, I am pregnant. And she bore Tammuz. She bore Tammuz technically on 25th December, which is celebrated as Christmas. Tammuz was born on 25th December, which is technically the birth of Tammuz. And, oh my God. And the you know, we go and we take gifts from the Christmas tree. We say Santa Claus came and kept gifts at the Christmas tree. All these things are rituals which are performed. Now, but what happened is Tammuz also died. Something happened. There are many speculation. He was killed by a wild boar or all those things. Tammuz also died. But then she claimed that Tammuz has to be resurrected once again. And then what is happening in Ezekiel is women are weeping for Tammuz. They are weeping over the dead of Tammuz, the body of Tammuz. They are weeping over the death of Tammuz. And it says, when you weep over the death of Tammuz and perform some rituals, even I talked about the demonic roots of Easter, where they paint the eggs with blood and give it as a sacrifice to raise up Tammuz back to life. All those things are there on the YouTube channel. You can go and watch it. But so these festivals that are celebrated are related to Antichrist, are related to Tammuz, are related to deities, sun worship, Nimrod, and all those stuff. Stay with me. And so Ezekiel, what it says, in the temple, women are weeping over Tammuz. They are performing a demonic ritual to raise up the dead, to bring the dead back, to speak with the dead. Do we understand that? To bring back the spirit of Tammuz. Now, stay with me. We will not go much into that. I have explained those things in previous sermons. But what I'm trying to show you is, this is from where things are coming in the beast system. Now, one of the things that I want to say before I go ahead, write it down. Afterwards, you will understand. Write that thing down. The beast system is based on the foundation of spiritual civilizations. What? The beast system is based on the foundation of what? Spiritual civilizations, which are Babylon, Egypt, and Sodom. Babylon, Egypt, and Sodom. Stay with me. Okay? So Babylon, the rituals of Babylon, the system of Babylon, Egypt, the rituals performed in Egypt, things, practices done in Egypt, and the things that happen in Sodom. The whole beast system is founded on these ritual practices and on this spiritual civilization. Why I'm saying spiritual civilization? Because you know what we have to pray? What is the model of prayer? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So what we are praying is for a spiritual civilization that is in the heavenly realms to be established in the earthly realms. The devil has the same idea. These are the ancient cities, spiritual civilization that exists in the first and the second heaven, Babylon. I will come to the verses afterwards, Sodom, Egypt. So what the devil does is, the devil wants to bring those demonic civilization from the realms of the spirit down on earth to establish his kingdom. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Stay with me. So Tammuz, weeping for Tammuz, is a practice of the Babylonian civilization built by Nimrod that is still done in the era where Ezekiel is prophesying. That is still done in the era where this I am prophesying or I am teaching, even in our times. Tammuz is still worshipped by different names. And that is where we will head towards, where this getting a dead person not being killed but is alive, you know, that will head towards the beast system through which the beast will make a mockery of Jesus. Okay, we are on the first miracle. The deadly wound was healed, the mockery of the resurrection of Christ. So the devil wants to do that. Why? Because he wants to show the people, I am the real God. I am the one who can raise up people to life. I am the one who can do that. Okay? He wants to make the mockery of the resurrection of Christ. Second, he wants to make the mockery of the wounded Messiah. Isaiah chapter number 53. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter number 53 and verse number 5. We know that verse. Isaiah chapter number 53, verse number 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The wounded Messiah. And the Bible says this Antichrist will be wounded mortally, but he will be healed. He will come back to life. He will be still alive. So he is mocking Jesus, who was promised to the Jewish people as what? The wounded Messiah. For the Jewish people to believe, this is the person who was wounded. And now he still lives. Do we understand that? Okay. The mockery of the wounded Messiah. Then the mockery of the power of God to heal deadly wounds and diseases. The mockery of the power of God to heal deadly wounds and diseases. 2 Kings chapter number 20. What is 2 Kings chapter number 20? Hezekiah was going to die. God said to him, you have very less days to live, so put things in order. But when he prayed and repented, God sent Isaiah and said, this sickness will not let you to die. You will be healed, and God has added days to your life, years to your life, more 15 years. So are we understanding what is the beast mocking? He is mocking the resurrection of Christ. He is mocking the wounded Messiah, and he is deceiving. The first target is the Jewish people to show miracles that will convince the Jewish people that he is the Messiah. Okay, the Antichrist will not be a Muslim. The Antichrist will be a Jewish person who will come as the Messiah to the Jewish people and rule the world. Stay with me. The second miracle. Let's go to the second miracle. Revelation chapter number 13. Revelation chapter number 13. Verse number 13. Revelation chapter number 13. Verse number 13. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He brings down what? Fire from heaven. What is that? It is the mocking of the power and the anointing of Elijah. It is the mockery. Stay with me. We will go slowly, slowly, and then we will see how Moses and Elijah are involved in the coming of Jesus Christ. Remember on the mountain of transfiguration, who came and spoke to Jesus? Moses and Elijah. Remember what Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy, there will come a prophet like me. He was Jesus. Remember what God said in Malachi, that I will send Elijah before the great and coming day of the Lord. So Moses and Elijah are related to the coming back of Jesus Christ. And the devil knows that the King of Kings is going to come back. So what he will do before he comes back is, he wants to bring all the people to his side to worship him, so that no one will go with him, but there will remain a remnant who will not worship the image of the beast, who will be tried and tested, yet they will not submit to the beast and the devil. And Jesus is coming back for that spotless, blameless bride. And the King of Kings will take them. Hallelujah. And they shall have eternal life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Stay with me. So the second miracle that he's performing is mocking the power of Elijah. What he is doing, he is showing that he is Elijah. He can bring down fire from heaven. 1 Kings chapter number 18, verse number 36 to 40. You know that Elijah prayed and God sent fire on his altar. 1 Kings chapter number 18. Let me read that out to you. 1 Kings chapter number 18. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter number 18. Verse number 36 to 40. Verse number 36 to 40. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know, what this people may know, that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. So he is recreating, the beast is recreating this incident by bringing down fire. Like Elijah brought down fire, and what he said to God, let the people know that you are God. The second beast is bringing down fire and telling the beast, oh, first beast, let this people know that you are God. Do you see the copying of the miracle? Okay? Do we see that it's a mockery of the miracle or the sign or the wonder that was performed by Elijah? Why? Because Jewish people will think, what Elijah did, this beast is also doing. This is Elijah that was supposed to come. Do you see that? Yes. That is what the demonic kingdom does. It is in competition with the kingdom of God. When Moses started to release the wonders and signs by the hand of the Lord, the sorcerers of the Egypt started to copy the same things and started to show, you are no different. We also have the power. We are the real ones. There is a confusion. Are we understanding? I'm telling you, listen to this message, because the coming days will deceive you. And if you want to be saved, listen to the message I'm giving. The Lord is releasing tonight. Okay? So the same thing that Elijah did. Lord, bring down fire that the people may know that you are God. The beast is doing in Revelation 13. He is bringing down fire from heaven. What he will do by bringing down fire from heaven? He will tell people, you see, the beast answered my prayer. The first beast answered my prayer. So the fire came down. You see, this is the real God. Oh my God. And then what Elijah did, he executed the prophets of Baal and Ashtoreth. When people will acknowledge that he is God, and those who will not acknowledge that the beast is God, he will start to kill those people. He will start to go after those people. Mm-hmm. Okay, stay with me. The third miracle. Let's go to the third miracle now. Oh God. Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 15. Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 15. He was granted. Now, this is very important. This is where, after this miracle, the complete rule of the Antichrist will be executed throughout the face of the earth after the performance of this miracle. He was granted power. Who? The second beast was granted power to give what? Breath to the image of the beast. And the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Then after that, he executes the 666 system, the mark of the beast, and brings the law of the beast. What do you think it is the mockery of? It is the mockery of the ministry of Moses. Now, listen to me. It is the mockery of the ministry of Moses. Remember when God was supposed to give the laws, God wanted to come to the people and speak, and God gave instructions to Moses that consecrate the people, for I will come to them and I will show that I am the Lord. So he wanted to speak directly to the people. So he came on the mountain of Sinai with clouds, with thundering. And Moses was the one who summoned the presence of God on the mountain of Sinai. And Moses was the one who showed people, this is your God, Israel, Jehovah, who is giving you the laws. So I am just a servant. I am not the one. This is how the beast is acting. He will summon this beast as a supernatural force, as an idol, as an image, and he will be given that power, the authority. God will allow that to happen. And he will be given that power, that the image, in our case, in the case of God, it was not an image speaking. It was God himself. The throne of God came down on the mountain of Sinai to speak to his people. But what is happening here is the image is speaking. So this miracle is leading people to idolatry. But that summoning of the presence of God that happened on the mountain of Sinai, it brought Israel to the understanding of the laws of God and established the nations of Israel. And God told, from now on, Israel will be based on the law that was given on the mountain of Sinai. And a nation was founded and the laws were implemented after that. The same thing will happen in the beast system. After that third miracle is performed, the laws of the Antichrist will be implemented. His rule will be implemented on the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. People of God, should I stop or are you understanding tonight? Hallelujah. If you are there,
amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter number 19. Let me show you what the beast is doing. Moses has already done it. And he is just copying Moses. He is just making a mockery of Moses. Exodus, chapter number 19. Exodus. Chapter number 19, verse number 7. There is a lot of things here to read, but let's read verse number. Let's start to read from verse number 7, okay? Verse number 7. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words which the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, I come to you in the thick cloud, that the people, what, may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. You see that? So that is what the beast is doing there. He will come through an image, through an idol or an image. And he will say, let people hear that my image can speak. And you have the power to give breath to my image. The same thing he is mimicking. Okay? So the miracles that the beast is doing is very, very in relation to making mockery of the miracles of the Bible. Especially by Moses, Elijah, and the Messiah. That is Jesus Christ. He has already come. No one is coming now because he has already come and died for our sins. But they are waiting for the one. And they are waiting for the Messiah on the basis of the Moses and Elijah coming back. So that is what they will show. The beast will show that I carry the power of Moses, I carry the power of Elijah, and I carry the power of Jesus. So he will mock these three characters. Are we understanding through the miracle ministry of the beast? So, okay, let me read ahead. Verse number 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, take heed to yourself that you do not go up to the mountain or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. Not a hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow. Whether man or beast, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come near to the mountain. Okay, so Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people and washed their clothes. And they washed their clothes, sorry. And he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not come near your wives. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out to the camp to what? To meet God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of the furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long, became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him. A supernatural force answered him. It was not a human being. It was a supernatural force. That is what the beast will do. He will ask, and the image will speak, and people will marvel. The Jewish ones will marvel. Wow, this is Moses. This is Moses. This is God, and this is Moses. The beast is the wounded Messiah. All the requirements of the law, he is fulfilling by these signs and wonders. Are we together until now? So do we understand the meaning of those three miracles? Hallelujah. Now. From all these lying wonders by the beast, which is the Antichrist, we understand that they are targeting the Jews to deceive them to believe their promised Messiah, who Moses prophesied, and who will come in the, and also before him, the prophet Elijah is going to come back. Now, listen to me, stay with me. Let me give you, those who don't know, let me give you the prophecy of Moses. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter number 18, verse number 15. Why they are targeting the three characters in the Bible. Why they are targeting our Lord and Savior Jesus, and along with him, Moses and Elijah. Deuteronomy chapter number 18, verse number 15. Deuteronomy chapter number 18, verse number 15. The Lord your God, this is Moses speaking, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear. They are waiting for that prophet, Jewish people. Okay? Moses. That's why Moses is targeted. Acts chapter number 3, verse number 22 to 23. Acts chapter number 3, verse number 22 to 23. Let's go there. Acts 3, 22. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear the prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. See that? Moses is saying, this is a prophecy that is used when Peter is preaching. to the Jewish people about Jesus. He is referring to Moses, and he is saying, Moses said a prophet will come, and that prophet you shall hear, that is Jesus Christ, who has already come. And whoever he will not listen to that prophet, what will happen to that to them? They will surely be put to death. Do you see what the beast is doing? If you don't listen to the image of the beast, what will happen to you? You will be put to death. So he will take scriptures, believers. When the Antichrist will come, he will talk from the Bible. Are you able to understand now? Okay. He will talk from the Bible and lead you to idolatry. He will talk from the Bible and say, you see, Moses said, if you don't listen to me, I will put you to death. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know, people. Amen. Amen. People. Amen. I hope people are understanding this. Okay, stay with me. Stay with me. So that is how deceptive the Antichrist would be. That is how deceptive he would be. And that is why the elect will be deceived. But my prayer tonight is that no one who is listening to the sermon in this place will be deceived when he comes. Don't listen to pastors who are telling you, before anything will happen, before the Antichrist will come, you will be raptured. So don't think about the Antichrist. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived, I'm telling you. Go and listen to my sermon on rapture. And there from the scripture, I have told you when the Bible says it is going to occur. We don't know exactly, and we are not yet, we are not supposed to prophesy the date also. It's against what Jesus has said, but we know the events order when it will happen. And it is, I am telling you the truth. It is not happening before the Antichrist. Okay. Hallelujah. So he is exactly mimicking Moses. He will perform that miracle, and he will show you from the scripture. God promised. Moses said a prophet will come. You see what Moses did, the second beast was doing. And you shall listen to the first beast. Because Moses said, you shall listen to that prophet whom God will send. In the scripture, he said that. He prophesied that. And whoever does not listen to him shall be put to death. And Peter is using that to preach the gospel. You see that? To tell people about Jesus, to the Jewish people, especially the Jewish people in Jerusalem. I'm telling you, Jewish people are under target. They are the victims of deception first. And then the whole world will be forced to embrace the law of the Antichrist. Okay. The next thing, Elijah. Malachi chapter number 4. Malachi. However, people pronounce it. Malachi chapter number 4. Let's read from verse number 4. Let me show you what Malachi is prophesying there. Let's read from verse number 4 to 6. Remember the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Who are the two people God talks about that will initiate the coming of Christ? Moses, verse number 4, and Elijah. Moses and Elijah. So we saw what Moses is, what he prophesied. And Elijah is the prophet who will prepare the way for the Lord. It says, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Which Lord? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Elijah will be sent on the earth, which is true. Elijah will be sent. Who was the first Elijah? Was Elijah himself. Who was the second Elijah? The second Elijah was John the Baptist. Okay, the second Elijah was who? John the Baptist. So listen to me. Whoever does the work of Moses, whoever does the functions in the anointing of Elijah, This beast system, which comprises of civilization of Babylon, Sodom, and Egypt, even Jezebel is there in that, will attack the Elijah, will attack the Moses, will try to kill them, will try to destroy them. Stay with me. So what did I say now? The first Elijah was Elijah himself. The second Elijah was John the Baptist. Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 14. This is what Jesus is saying. Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 14. Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 14. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is Jesus saying to people. What he is saying? If you can believe, John the Baptist was the one in the power and the anointing of Elijah, who prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the preacher. He was the gospel preacher. He was the evangelist, the first evangelist, human evangelist on the face of the earth who evangelized for Jesus was John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? And even many Elijahs will be there, but there will be one witness of Elijah. We'll come to that. But many Elijahs will be there who are preparing the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus, because he is coming back again. The Lord Jesus is coming back again to take you and me. To take you and me. And he has called us to prepare the way for us to function in the power and the anointing of Elijah. But I'm telling you, the demonic kingdom will continue to make mockery of you, continue to compete with you, continue to attack you, even to kill some of us, because they want to attack Elijah. They attack Elijah. Are we understanding? Now, do we remember that Jezebel tried to kill Elijah? Do we remember that? I'm not going into that. 1 Kings chapter number 19. Do we remember Jezebel wanted to behead Elijah, take out Elijah's head? But she was not successful. Praise God for that, because God strengthened Elijah. The angels came, fed him and told her, run, run, run to your destination. That was the secret place, mountain of Horeb. I'm not going into that. But the next Elijah, that was John, Jezebel, the same spirit of Babylon, the same harlot of Babylon, Jezebel, that spirit killed this John. The same spirit. Okay. So, Matthew chapter number 14, verse number 1 onwards, 1 to 12. Let's go there. A woman initiated the beheading of Elijah. A woman initiated the beheading of John the Baptist, who was the Elijah. That is what Jesus said. Matthew chapter number 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus and said to his servants, this is John the Baptist. He's risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had said to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. Okay. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore, he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter. And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, because of the oaths and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. So he sent and had John beheaded in the prison. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl. And she brought it to her mother. Now, listen to me. I believe John could have saved himself from this beheading by not prophesying to a politician. Are we understanding? If I have time, I will show you that the kingdom of heaven cannot mix itself with politics. And I will show you, starting from Abraham until the Apostle Paul, all the servants of God, you know, who were there in the Bible, they never mixed themselves with politicians. Neither they gave advices to politicians and to do this and to do that. Only at the command, even when a politician came, like the commander of Syria, Naaman, to Elisha, Elisha just told him what to do and he left him alone. He did not do much things. You know? So that was the problem. He was creeping any which ways, but he was beheaded. We think, okay, this was a normal thing for him to be beheaded. There was some conflict. It was a spirit. It was an ancient spirit that is against the Elijahs. It is an ancient spirit that is against the Elijah and that wants to mimic, that wants to make mockery of the ministry of Elijah. Okay, hallelujah. Listen to me. Now, let's jump with me to the two witnesses that are Moses and Elijah that will come to show the power of God, to show and manifest the power of God to the people of the earth. Okay? Moses and Elijah, the two witnesses. Revelation chapter number 11. Revelation chapter number 11. Revelation chapter number 11. Verse number 3 to 8. Verse number 3 to 8. And I will give power to my two witnesses. Who are these witnesses? And they will prophesy 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemy. Do not be afraid, people of God. Do not be dismayed. When the devil, the beast, is performing his miracles and showing forth his power, God will not keep silent. He will show forth his power, which will be greater and unmatchable than the power of the enemy. So God is sending two witnesses here. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemy. Wow. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven, and so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. Who did that? Elijah shut heaven and said there will be no rain until at my word. That was the power of Elijah. The same person, the witness, will come in that power. And then what they will do? They have power over the waters to turn them to blood. Moses. Okay? And to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Moses. Do we see the coming of the Lord is related with Moses and Elijah anointing? The coming of the Lord is related to the ministry of the Moses, of Moses and Elijah. So these two witnesses will come and do the same things by the power of God. And to tell the people of the earth, don't worship the image of the beast. That is why they will come. And what will happen to them? Stay with me. We are not yet into the shocking revelation. We are coming there. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them and overcome them and kill them. Okay? The beast will kill them. The Antichrist will kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city. Underline that verse. Which is spiritually is called what? Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. What does that mean? Stop there now. Stop there. Where was Jesus crucified? Outside of Jerusalem, you know. That is where he was crucified. Golgotha, which is technically at that time in Israel, near Jerusalem, technically. But why is the book of Revelation saying our Lord, our God, our Jesus Christ was crucified in the city which is spiritually called? What? Spiritually called what? Egypt and Sodom. There we understand that there are spiritual civilization. Though your city is called New York, but spiritually it can be called Babylon. Okay? Though your city is called Antorio, but spiritually it could be called Egypt. Because a spiritual civilization, like a spirit city, a spirit place, from the demonic realm was executed or planted by Satan in that very city. So, are we understanding? Egypt was not a physical city. Egypt was not a physical nation. What happened in Egypt, the way Egypt operated, it was a spiritual civilization established by the demonic kingdom. Babylon was not a physical city. was not a physical nation. It was a spiritual civilization, a demonic civilization, which was established by the devil himself. The rituals of Babylon, the way Nebuchadnezzar operated, it was all the characteristic of the spirit civilization in the heavenly realms. Sodom, remember Sodom and Gomorrah? It was not a physical. So that is what, where the Lord. So what happens in that place, which is Egypt and Sodom, these people will be killed. But what will happen when the beast is performing his miracles of so-called fake resurrections and all those stuff? What will happen there? Then those from the people's tribe, tongues and nation will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another. Because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. They tormented them. Now, after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. Hallelujah. God is in the business of greater signs, wonders, and miracles in these last days. Hallelujah. Miracles, signs, wonders that you have never seen in your life. The more the wickedness will increase, the more the power of God will manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we see that? Do we see that? Stay with me. Now, what I want to say is, what did I say? I want to say something. Spiritual Egypt and Sodom and Babylon will be against our Messiah, Jesus, and the power of Moses and Elijah. Babylon, Egypt, and Sodom are the demonic civilization on which the beast system is founded, which will mock and attack the wounded Messiah, the spirit and power through Moses and Elijah, through the demonic power for lying signs, wonders, and miracles, which is already happening, believers, and you do not know. Okay? If you are here with me until now, say amen, and we will go to the next thing that will shock you.
Amen.
Oh God. So who they are attacking? Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Okay? They are attacking these three characteristics. Why? They want to mimic them. But God will bring back the anointing of Moses. God will bring back the things that Elijah did, like these two witnesses. And they will be killed in the city, which is spiritually called Egypt and Sodom. Okay? Egypt and Sodom. Egypt and Sodom. Stay with me. Now, I am talking to you fact. Okay? It's the truth. It's not. Now what I'm going to tell you is a truth. There are many things I could tell you, but I picked this one because I don't have time. I wanted to finish this in one session. So I want to bring to your notice something that happened and many Christians don't know about it. Listen to me. And afterwards you can verify what I am saying. There was an Egyptian parade of dead bodies called the Pharaoh's Golden Parade. Was an event that was held in Cairo, Egypt on 3rd April 2021. An Egyptian parade of dead bodies called the Pharaoh's Golden Parade was held in Cairo, Egypt on what? 3rd April 2021. You know what is on 3rd April 2021? Easter. When the world was celebrating Easter, or what we call the resurrection of Christ, on that day, there was a parade of dead bodies, a spiritual ceremony that was held in Cairo, Egypt. What they did in that ceremony, let me read that out to you. During the ceremony, 22 mummies that are dead bodies belonging to the kings and queens of the new kingdom of Egypt were parading, that started at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The concert included chants in the ancient Egyptian language sung by Egyptian soprano Amira Selim. The lyrics of the hymn performed by Amira Selim, quote, the lyrics of the name of the hymn is a reverence for Isis. Now, Isis is Semiramis, wife of Nimrod, remember? Astra, Ashtoreth. So that was the song that was sung in this Egyptian parade of dead bodies. A song, the lyrics of the hymn performed by Amira Selim, quote, a reverence for Isis, were taken from inscription of the walls of the Deir el-Shelwit temple in Luxor. Other ancient Egyptian lyrics that were sung during the parade came from the book of the dead and the pyramid text. So the songs that were singing, they were praising and giving reverence and honor to Isis. Who is Isis? Semiramis. For your information, she is the harlot of Babylon. So Egypt praising Babylon, because all this civilization, Egypt, Babylon, Sodom, are spiritual civilization. All right. Two more songs in classical Arabic and Egyptian Arabic were performed by Reham Hakim and Nesma Mahagob. During the parade, roads leading to or near the two museums were closed and under heavy security. At the door of NMEC, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi received the convoy, which was met with a 21-gun salute by the Republican Guard, treating the dead as living beings and honoring them. When you were celebrating your resurrection Sunday and saying Jesus Christ resurrected, these people are celebrating dead bodies, because these people think these dead bodies, why they are preserving the dead bodies, Egypt, because it will come back to life. And they are giving praise to Isis. They are giving praise to sun god, because it's Egypt. They are giving a 21, that 21 number of what they did. It says 21 gun salute by the Republican Guard. They are giving 21 gun salute where they shoot, you know, whatever. They do the gun salute. Who they are doing for? Not for the living people, not for the president or a leader of Egypt, for the dead mummies. These mummies were the pharaohs and the queens of Egypt who are dead and gone. That is what they are doing right before our eyes. This was a ritual ceremony where they are calling back the dead, where they are mocking. They are mocking the resurrection day of Christ, where Christ is celebrated. They are celebrating something where they are worshipping Ishtar, Isis, Easter. Oh God, do we see that? Do we see that? Hallelujah. So Egypt and Babylon are involved in initiating the beast system, and spiritually called Sodom. What is Sodom known for? Sodom is known for the, you know, this community, the pride community. Oh God. So these things are coming together. These things are coming together. If you live in India, you have to have the eyes to look at which civilization is established in India. If you are in New York, if you are in Canada, whichever city you are in, you should have the eyes to see the symptoms, the characteristics, and then you will know which spiritual civilization is in my city. What is my city spiritually called? Is it called Sodom? It is called, but I decree and declare that we are striving to bring the heavenly Jerusalem here and the civilization of Jerusalem in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this ceremony was done right when people were saying, we are celebrating Christ. See what is being done. You are breaking eggs. You are making bunnies. And there they are doing rituals on the day where people think that Christ has resurrected. Where the day where we think that Christ resurrected and we say, oh, Easter Sunday, happy Easter Sunday. It's a day of high demonic rituals. And we were deceived to think that that was Easter. That was Resurrection Sunday. It was not Resurrection Sunday. It was Easter. That is the worship of Ishtar, which the Egyptians are doing. and Christians have been manipulated to celebrate events that are not even in the Bible, that not even the apostle celebrated. Oh God, when Christmas comes near, I will also come on the demonic roots of Christmas, when Christmas comes near, because that will be the season where people will listen, okay? And everything that is done in Christmas, the tree, the Christmas tree, is a demonic tree. Gifts are kept there, it's a demonic ritual. Someone comes and put the gifts, it's a demonic ritual. All those things are demonic rituals. It's nothing related. Christ is nowhere related to a pine tree. Christ is nowhere related to Santa Claus and all those stuff. Are we understanding? All right. So to summarize, that is how the beast system will come to with the lying wonders. And it has slowly started, like the Egyptian parade. We don't know it is happening. Like what I told you happened with the leader, with the ex-leader of US. It's mind programming. They will program our mind for us to be accustomed to these things. But we stand as the remnant of God on the face of the earth. We stand as servants of God on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. And God is pouring out more wisdom. I am telling you, this is the time for unusual miracles, signs, and wonders. When the enemy comes with all its wickedness, God says, are you ready? Because I want to pour out my power, my anointing on you. Because I, hallelujah, hallelujah. So do not be afraid. When there is a great deception, another system will be at work. Another system will be at work. Once I will take the sermon on the kingdom of iron and clay. Remember the idol that Nebuchadnezzar saw? Okay. And Daniel interpreted, okay, the head of gold is you, Nebuchadnezzar. The next kingdom, silver, will be this kingdom, lower than you. And the last kingdom will be of the feet, will be mixed with iron and clay. Iron and clay. So that is the kingdom of the Antichrist. So once I will take that kingdom, and that is the kingdom where the stone will come, cut without human hands, and will destroy that iron and clay. When it destroys iron and clay, all the civilizations standing on iron and clay will break. Which are those civilizations? Babylon, Medo-Persian Empire, Egyptian things, Sodom things. So this spiritual civilization will be destroyed, and all the kingdoms will become the kingdom of our Lord and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this time. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will release wisdom to your people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord God, that they will be able to discern. Lord, Antichrist is going to come with all power, lying signs and wonders and miracles. But I pray that, thank you, that you are releasing wisdom. You are releasing discernment, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will be able, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, your elect, Lord. Hallelujah. Will carry out mighty exploits. The book of Daniel says, those who know their God in those times shall carry out mighty exploits. I pray that you will empower your people, that they will not fall for the deception, Lord, to take the mark of the beast and to worship the image of the beast. But they will stay on guard, Lord, by the wisdom of your word and by the knowledge. And, oh, Lord, by your power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I want to thank you. And, Lord, I pray that you will cover your people with the blood of Jesus Christ. All those who are here, their families, even those who are not here, Lord, I cover all of them with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this time and season, it's so required. We need the gifts of God. We need the Holy Spirit. We need power. We need to walk in the anointing of God, in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Lord, to manifest the true and living God to this lost and dying world, to this dark world, Lord. Father, thank you for your glory. It says, when darkness covers the whole earth, gross darkness, the people, the glory of the Lord shall shine upon us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to give you the praise. We want to give you the honor. And I cover all your people, Lord, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we make this prayer. Amen.
Amen.